Bright lights and loud TVs echo off a large hollow room. It's not the sight or sound one would expect in a library.
I'm waiting to come here, finally convince my family to come down here with me.
48-year-old Ed Zix finally made it out to the Los Angeles Public Library for the To Live and Dine in LA art exhibition. Please be seated, reads a sign at the entrance. Ed Zix is exploring an art collection that archives LA's urban eating to show how its historical role of food has changed.
My mom kind of got me into PBS cooking shows, believe it or not, when I was 18, a long time ago.
Zix's love for food began at a young age. His favorite dish to make?
Albóndiga soup. It's a Mexican meatball soup. We have a special way of making it.
But not only does he have a love for food, he also has a love for history.
Just to feel like, you know, being there in the back in time.
Zix is a part of the LA Conservancy, which preserves old buildings in the city. He recalls how the Conservancy revived the Los Angeles Public Library in the late 90s before he became a member. He is now helping save other buildings.
It's mostly houses and a lot in the West Adams District, but a lot of gentrification is actually saving those buildings right now. So it's a good side of gentrification, I'd say.
Zix grew up in Riverside, where he grew a love for old buildings.
Riverside's known for having a number of old homes. There's what they call the wood streets out south of downtown, and they're beautiful houses.
He now lives in Pasadena, where he can visit LA more often.
I was just here last week. From Pasadena, yeah, it's just you roll down the hill.
Today, he is here with his wife and two daughters, where he hopes to pass down his love for food and history. In Los Angeles, this has been Cameron Kwan reporting.